We are wrapping up the work week with a nice Friday across eastern New York and western New England. I think we generally enjoy Fridays no matter what, but the weather today is helping to put us in a good mood heading into the weekend. For most of us, it has been bright through this afternoon. Clouds have been rather stubborn, though, lingering through portions of central and northern Vermont. We had a bit of snow come through, especially in the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens last night into this morning. As expected, accumulations were generally quite light, ranging from a covering to an inch or two in those areas. For most of us, though, we missed out on that snow, but we're not missing out on the wind. The winds really kicked up last night. It's been breezy through the day. The winds are beginning to ease back just a bit. Peak wind gusts were generally in the range of 30 to 40 miles an hour, with Burlington hitting a peak wind gust of 35 miles per hour today, and Albany gusted to 40 miles an hour early this morning. So the winds will diminish heading into tonight, and with less wind, with generally clear skies through the first part of the night and drier in place, that's the recipe for a cold night. The only thing stopping it from getting really cold tonight will be some clouds that will begin to roll in after midnight. Lows will be generally in the teens to right around 20 degrees. We'll see those temperatures begin to level off later at night as those clouds begin to push in. And those clouds are coming with our next storm set to come through. And unfortunately, it will be stormy at times coming up over the weekend. We'll see clouds increase during tomorrow morning. And we're likely to see rain develop, especially after lunchtime tomorrow. Now, it's possible across the highest elevations that we see a rain and snow mix at the onset, but for most of us, this looks to be a rain event and a rather chilly rain event coming up later tomorrow into tomorrow night. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the low to mid 40s across most of the area. The rain is heaviest tomorrow night, and it's likely to still be raining, especially if you're an early riser on Sunday. That steady rain, though, will come to an end. We'll see the wind kick up on Sunday as cooler air begins to push in. So we're looking at gusts that could reach up to around 40 miles an hour on Sunday. And as that cool air arrives, we're likely to see a scattering of some snow showers on Sunday afternoon. The most likely areas for that will be north and west of the capital region. And the lake effect snow is likely to develop here later on Sunday night into Monday, so we'll have to keep an eye out for some snowflakes in the air at times into early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear early with clouds late, cold, lows in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy, with showers developing during the afternoon. Some wet snow may mix in the higher terrain, high 38 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy, with showers developing during the late morning and afternoon. Could see some snow mixing across the higher elevations, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clear early with some clouds late, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with showers by afternoon, highs in the 40s to near 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires. Tonight, clear early with clouds late, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with afternoon showers breaking out and highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with morning rain, then some afternoon snow showers turning windy with highs in the 40s. And on Monday, a blend of sun and clouds with some scattered lake effect snow showers, breezy with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.